Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's Take Control Tuesday, and I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org in our series about credit cards. And today we're talking about revolving credit, Mansa.
Right. This is a term that's often used, and we want to talk about it and give ourselves some information on what to do about it. So what is revolving credit, right? We know we've talked about it in the past, that 30% of your credit score involves revolving credit, mm-hmm. how you handle it, right? Now, a credit card is a revolving credit account. What does that mean? Revolving account is one that the borrower has the ability to raise and lower their indebtedness up to a predetermined spending limit. Now, that's a mouthful, but basically, once your limit has been established, your credit is automatically renewed as you pay it off, right?
Got it.
So if you have a $1,000 limit and you've charged $500, you only have $500 left. But if you pay off that $500, then you revert back to the $1,000. So the other thing about a revolving credit account, there is no fixed monthly payment and no term. You know, it's not like a car loan or student loan, where you pay the same amount for a period of time.
Right.
So revolving accounts can change the payment amount. Now, revolving accounts normally require a monthly payment of the total balance or at least a contract minimum payment. So once again, that sounds like a credit card, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pay it in full or you pay the minimum. And just as the borrower has the ability to raise or lower their indebtedness, the credit card issuer has the ability to raise or lower the interest rate charged on outstanding balances. This is especially important in these times of inflation. You know, I was listening to a report the other day, and they said, you know, people in their 40s and stuff have never had experience with inflation.
Exactly.
Whereas those older than that lived through, you know, Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford and stagflation, we've had experience
right.
with inflation. So this is very new and it can be very unsettling to people. One of the things that happens in inflationary times is your credit card interest rate goes up. Every time the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates, your credit card interest rate will probably go up. And if you're carrying a balance, this can be significant because it can affect your minimum payment as well as your total indebtedness. Once again, a revolving account is a good name for this because it's always in motion.
Right.
You're either charging it up or paying it down. The credit card company is changing the interest rate or whatever. So revolving credit, it's important to understand what it is. Once again, it's 30% of your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing what it is and how to use it, which we'll be going over more in coming episodes, is very important to your financial stability and health and living a money smart life.
Absolutely important. And if you want more information about credit cards, you can go to moneysmartlife.org. And also for our archives, you can go to TakeControlTuesday.com. Mansa, as always, thank you for the information.
Thank you.